On this episode, we're discussing the difference between a broker and a salesperson, and should you buy a co-op?
You ask real estate questions, and I answer them. This is the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 27 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. Good news, I am no longer a real estate salesperson. I am now a real estate broker. What does that mean? Let's go to the first question.
Lucas asks, how is a licensed real estate broker different than a salesperson?
A real estate salesperson has to work under the supervision and guidance of a real estate broker. So most agents you see out there, they're working underneath a big company's banner, a broker there, and the listings don't really belong to them, they belong to the broker. So now that I'm a broker, I can have my own agents underneath me, supervise over them. It's just another level of expertise and knowledge, and quite frankly, it's a lot more responsibility. So that's the difference between a broker and a salesperson. This is just the next step in my career, and I can't wait to get started.
Dan asks, I need to extend the length of my loan contingency because my lender is having some funding issues. Is that going to be a problem?
If your loan contingency period is up, but you need more time because your lender's having some issues, we can ask for an extension. Now, the seller can grant that extension or not. It really depends. If you need a couple days, 2-3 days, they'll probably give it to you because at that point we're in escrow for 21 days, right? So the alternative for that seller is to find a new buyer, and that's really a pain. So they're gonna give you 2-3 days. If you ask for 7 days, 10 days, that's where it starts to get a problem. Now you're not looking like a very good buyer, okay? So at that point they can say, look, you need to perform and remove your loan contingency or we need to cancel escrow. So can you extend it? You can, but don't do it for too long. Otherwise, you might not have a deal anymore.
April asks, should I buy a co-op property?
In my opinion, co-ops are a risky investment. So if you buy a condo, you own that condo, you own that space, okay? If you buy a co-op, what you're doing is you're buying shares in the entire building, and you're essentially leasing out your unit. So let's say Bob from down the hall decides he doesn't want to pay his property taxes. Well, guess what? Bob is going to get foreclosed on. And not only does he get foreclosed on, but the entire building gets foreclosed on. That means that you are gonna get evicted because Bob couldn't pay his property taxes. Now, to me, that does not sound very good. Sounds very, very risky. So co-ops, I wouldn't invest in one of those. You should just get a regular condo.
Mike asks, what does best and final offer mean?
A best and final offer can be presented by both the buyer or the seller. So if you're going back and forth in a negotiation and the buyer says, I'm offering $1 million, this is my best and final offer, that means that's it. Don't even counter me back because I'm not gonna go any higher. So you either take this offer or you leave it. And that can go both ways. The seller can do the exact same thing to the buyer. So that's what best and final offer means. Now, is there a law out there that says if you put that in writing that that's best and final and that's it? No, of course not. I've seen it 1,000 times where somebody says best and final offer and then they change and they go higher up in price or lower in price. So, you know, best and final offer, it's most of the time that's really true, but sometimes there's a little wiggle room. That is it for episode 27 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. I am off to host an open house. If you want to see all of my listings, go to contemporealtors.com. You keep asking real estate questions, and I'll keep answering them.